All right, so we'll continue. Hopefully, maybe even finish up today the Malach of Lash kneading. Okay, so I think we're up to source number. Let's see, where were we up to? 28 or 29? Okay, so
I think we're up to source 31.
31, yeah. All right, well, let's just read 30 again because 30 is the Mishabur and some Shin Chaf Aleph and Kot Nun, where he gives you a little overview just to go over what we're discussing. And we'll try and finish up some of the regular sources. I didn't print every line in the Mishabur of the different things, but go through some of the major issues that do come up, you know, halacha lemaisa. So look in Lord Source 30, Shim Shim Chaf Aleph, Sivkat Nun. We read yesterday the Bir Halacha, but I printed in 29, but here's, that was in Shim Chaf Dalet, that the Machlokas Rishonim, as to whether passing like Rebbe or Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. So here, the Mishabur, this is his introduction to Lush, look in 30. Hine Kodesh Shinovel Aver Dever Shulchanok, Nevark Tath Inin Lisha. Once he gives you an overview, to use an article term, of Lisha. Right? Lisha, he achas malam tesos malachos, ve'enedo dafka yide mayim. The first thing he said, I mentioned, it's not only water, not only mixing things with water, but ruah din v'dvash, according to the Pirugat, rather said, mix some honey, or v'shuman avos, you know, goose fat, chicken fat, you know, you mix stuff, you know, for gravy purposes, this kind of thing. V'chol v'ne mashka shenilo shenidbak hayodam. So anything which will create a new mass. Okay, uposkurova poskim, he writes, kibios vihuda. Okay, that's what we saw yesterday. It's not necessarily rova poskim, many poskim, including the major poskim, namely the Rif, the Rosh, and the Rambam, we saw yesterday. They poskim like vihuda. Achdas bala trumos. Here it says trumos. Remember, I told you yesterday. You know, sometimes they make some printing, whatever they say. It means the same for Truma, okay, which we saw yesterday. Okay, but anyway, Bala Truma says, Yatel, so Karebi, okay, was Machmir, Da'idei Nesinas Mayim already, just adding the water. That's already called Nikra Gibel. Okay, Becholze, Bekemach, Offer, Vetit, okay, I'm sorry, Bekemach, Offer, but he said, Vetit, Becholadak, Du Bar Gibel. These are all things which are Bar Gibel, which lend themselves, we're going to talk about momentarily, to being a unified entity, a blob that come together. Okay. Once you do react, they now become like a one unit. Okay, the chol kesher. Well, that was you love bar gibul, you're an afer. Okay, or the chol or to sand. If I had water to sand, you can't make one big blob. That's it'll fall apart in your hand. Think of sand right by the shore when the water rushes back. If you pick that sand up, it's true, it's not as thin or as granulated as the sand you pick up further back on the beach, you don't fall out of your hand. But if you pick it up, but it falls apart, it's still individual particles, right? It doesn't lend itself.
It cannot really, a little bit, right.
But let's assume it means it cannot ever be, okay? It doesn't lend itself to, like coarse sand, okay? And no matter, if you pour water on it, it'll chunk together, it'll become chunkier unless they lose sand, but it's still not gonna, it still falls apart, it still doesn't become, you know, an entity, as opposed to, a flour, once you mix it with water, you can't tell it was flour, it's just dough, right? It's a batter, right? So that's the chidduch we see today. Grave of whole, I guess. The Rambam says, the afim govo potomichatos. Okay, and the Rambam says, those things are love our people. Okay, if you do the act, you're potter, but it's still also no one. Rocky Stewart ego. But there is harbor shall have it. Over the labor gibel, offer will be huda. Low boy gibel, we shall send my hive. There's no gibel. It's actually a machlokas. If something is a labor gibel, in some ways, it could be worse. Because you add water, they try and mush it all together. That's going to make it worse. Okay, since Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says you don't violate this until when? Until it becomes an entity, but something which is not elder become an entity, then you violate this, according to these Rishon, then it'll be also Yehuda's mode, they're already just standing in the water. That because for that, that's the mice of Elisha, right? That's for those things. You hear that there's been a kutzal kutzal, really. Okay, that's an important point to this Mishabura. And again, it's been a Rishon like this, but he says, in other words, something which is lav bar gibul. So some say, okay, it doesn't apply at all on a derisa level, because it can never become an entity. So it doesn't become not subject to the rule of Lush. Okay, well, it's kept on Darbana because it looks like, you know, it's the same activity, and then, you know, it does pull the entity together a little bit, so that's only Darbana level. Others say, no, the Farkar, the Lav Bar Gibel, And then if you also Yehuda, we mowed it the other way, he'll agree with Rebbe to just add in the water. Because for that, that is as far as it's going to go. So that's the Malach of Losh. You follow? So that's the Mishmur. So let's see the Gemara's about that. On the Vyur Ches of Alak, which is the sugi we started with yesterday, we introduced the sugi in source number, where was it? The source number six, five actually. But the Gemara there says, Vyur Ches of Alak, Amalei Abaye, V'dilma ad kan lo kom Rav Yossi. Again, that Gemara, they call him Rav Yossi, not Rav Yossi. Yehuda, we discussed that already yesterday. Amalei Abaye, V'dilma ad kan lo kom Rav Yossi. Okay, that what? That the Nesinus Mayim is not considered Losh. That's Ela B'Kemach Debar Gibulhi. My point is here, two things. First of all, it's the Gemara that makes this chiluk of what it's something is a Bar Gibul and Lav Bar Gibul. So maybe the Gemara says, Abaye says, maybe Dilma Ad Kan Lo Kom Rav Yossi, again, that what? That Nesinus Mayim is not enough to qualify as Losh. That's Ela B'Kemach Debar Gibul. It's needable, there's such a word. Okay, manually. A manual act, and it does more than just soaking. Avodio, because remember we just mentioned yesterday that the whole discussion started with ink, making this paste and so on. Yeah, of ink, of soot, it turns the thing. Avodio, the labar gibul, emel achayev. That's what Baye presents. Maybe Rabbi Yosef Yehuda insists that lush is violent only when you make it into a big conglomerate. Okay, the big new entity, that's only something which is subject to that happening to it. Okay, but something like ink, which doesn't come like this, it's still pasty, okay, it's not a single entity, then maybe even he agrees that it's enough. That was a bias proposal. So, although Salka died to the Tanya, so then disagrees. The Tanya, Echa no sin, it's a Efer, but Echa no sin, it's a Mayim, Ha'achon Chayav, Dibi Rebbe. Because we who the Omer, Ad Shigabel. Okay, so if one person brought an ash, another person brought in water, okay, you're not, you're chayav according to Rebbe. The Rebbe argues there too, until you, even though ashes are not needable. So that's why the Gemara rejects Abaye, because ashes, again, you take it's going to be ashes on fire, but it's mixed with water, it's still not a solid unit. It's not a solid mass. It's still ashy, right? I mean, you then put it down, it'll still be on your hands. You know what I'm saying? It's not the same thing. And yet there are still Rebbe Yosef Yehuda says, Achi Gabel, even though ashes are not needable, meaning it didn't make enough of a change. Right, so apparently he argues. Apparently, what Abaye said was wrong. Apparently, what Abaye said was wrong because Abaye said maybe he's mowed there by something like Dio. So Gemara says not true. Okay, as Rashi points out, again, this is Shabbos in Chesam Alav. Rashi in 32 points out, Ether is Lav Bar Gibel, and yet Rabbi Yosef Yehuda still argues there. So apparently, he holds that the Sinus Maim is not enough, even by someone which is Lav Bar Gibel. Yeah, so Gemara says, well, one second, the Dilma Mai Ether maybe means Offer. Because sometimes, I mean, back in the Chumash, right, Avraham Avinu said, Anochi offer ve'efer, right, when he's pleading the case for his dom, Anochi offer ve'efer. So, but offer is dirt. Okay, that is, you can make mud, and it becomes mixed dirt with water, it becomes a big glob that the kids throw at each other, right? That's different, right? That's mud. All right, so maybe that's what it means here, which is bar gibul. Maybe that's why he argues. So Gemara says, well, Tanya Efer, well, Tanya Offer. No, they're two different prices. Like Gemara says, Midi Gabi Hadodi, Tanya, the two different prices, one learned by Rav Chia, one learned by Rav Oshia. Okay, one of them said Offer, and he meant Efer. So it's unclear from the conclusion of the Gemara, did Rabbi Yosef Yehuda continue to insist that the Sinas Mayim is not sufficient for Losh, even by something like Eshes or not? Abaye made the proposal, maybe it's rejected from a price, and maybe offer an Afer is sometimes interchangeable, depends. Rashi suggested two different prices, one Rav Chia, one Rav Oshia. Okay. Bottom line, though, for our purposes now, the two different, we see a chiluk between two different types of items. Something which is a bar gibul, which is like flour or powder, some type of, something that's just about potato flakes, which are mixed with water, become or baby cereal. You make into that's bar gibul, it becomes one thing, right? Oatmeal, right? As opposed to lav bar gibul, which is, again, something like ashes or coarse sand and stuff like that, right? Now, Tosa said there on Shabbos and Chesmanal, Dimashka Aval Dio 33. Tosa said, what do you mean? But I'm talking about Ham Mursan, remember Mursan's bran. We had that yesterday, more later on, Kufman Hay. Okay, but Ham Mursan, the Omer Park Basha. The lav bar gibelhu, the kamar hasam b'yos yehuda eno chayav ad shigabel. Okay, so maybe you couldn't prove from here, but from the Gemara later on, okay, you can prove that b'yos yehuda holds the Tosas kasha. The Gemara later on, you can prove the brand is also lav bar gibel, And he still insists on that. Rabbi Yesh Omer, the husband got a chemical called the inner bar gibel, bar gibel, tfeimid yo. He said, it depends who you're comparing it to. Lav bar gibel as opposed to what? Because there's no riot from there, because maybe that was Lav bar gibel's compared to Kema, but to compare it to Dyo, it's not the same. That's why the Gemara didn't bring it. Okay, you can make that case. Now, all right. Now there's
the Gemara. Does this mean that you can't like pour water on ground on Shabbos?
Yeah, that would be a problem to make mud. It makes mud. Yeah, that's another issue we talked about earlier about Zvia. Right.
Like even if there's not, if it's just like, you know, dirt.
Yeah, you shouldn't. Yeah. Washing, yeah. Now that is again a case. You know, is it Dorshan Miskavin? Is it secretion? Yeah. Okay. Now getting back to the Gemara later on. I'm Kuf Nun Hamid Beis. Amar Abaye. Amrita Kamei Damar Masnisin Money. I'm going to go through here. We had that. The Tanya Echonos and the Kemakos and the Tochol, Mayim Achron Chayav Dibi Rebbe. This is Mayim's enough. I'm going to go through here. And a Chav Ad Shigabos. The Gemara here says something similar. That's what Tosos is referring to. Vilma Ad Kama Kama Rebbe Bios Yudhu Rebbe Yudhu Hosom El Kemak the Bar Gibbalu of a Mursan the Lav Bar Gibbalu Afil Bios Yudhu Rebbe Modeh. Okay, maybe adding water is enough of a problem to qualify it as lush. Okay, in other words, if he may hold it by Lav Bar Gibbalu, the mixture of any water is sufficient. Or I said, "Lo salkadaita." The Tanya behedya ain't nosin mayim lemursin. The Rebbe was good. Nosin mayim lemursin. Okay, this is what Tosfos was talking about. The mursin again, the brand, it's lav bar gibel. So according to there, he's not mechalik. Okay, he's not mechalik. One other. So that's what Tosfos says, but maybe it's compared to Dio, it might be different. All right. Yeah. But as we see, there is one side to say that something a lav bar gibel, even Rabbi Yosef Yehuda might admit, is already subject to the violation of laws just by adding water, which is why some are shown to hold it's more strict. All right, let's see. One other relevant sugya is in Beitza, Lamed Beis, and Beis, 36. Beitza, Lamed Beis, and Beis. Mor says, Amar Rabbeinu Rabashi, Amar Lamed Rav Acha Mehutzel, Demar Sharkele Tanura B'Yom Atava. Okay, apparently, you know, the ovens in those days, we have doors that are, the doors to our oven closed at the even material on it that seals it because you don't want the heat to escape. You want to keep the oven hot. You don't want to have the kitchen too hot. So most ovens have like some kind of a, I don't know what material it's made of, rubber or something around it. But it closes and it keeps the heat inside. You take a look at an oven door. Very often has something. So in those days, what if there's a crack in the open door, oven door? So the Mar Sharkele Tanur B'yomitav. It's not Yontav. Okay. And some say this is a, you know, what's the problem? Yontif, isn't it Ochel Nefesh? Maybe there's only Makshir Ochel Nefesh. It's a step removed. The idea is you spread mud by the mouth of the oven. That's what I mean. You coat it sort of with mud to keep as a sealant, so to speak, to keep the stuff in. So, how do you do that? Okay, sounds like he made the mud. Now, the assumption was they made the mud. You asked about making dirt. So apparently, the Ravina Ravashi Ravacha and Hutza allowed, you know, the servants, whatever it is, made the mud. Okay, look in Rashi. Okay, the Marmin Ravashi Sharkin Le Tanura Avde Adoni Tochen Svivos Kisu Piatana Betit Shelo Yotza Shelo Yitzechumo Kishatli Bisachu. You don't want the heat to escape when you're trying to roast meat. Okay, so you don't want the heat to escape. So you put this mud of sharuah kashrotzli, because fresh air is no good for roasting. The gavel tip told the delisho. Okay, it's mud. It's earth and water. Okay, so why was that allowed? So it's again with the yantiv, even wouldn't be allowed in yantiv because it's not directly part of cooking. It's called machshir yachol nefesh. It's not a topic now. Anyway, amalei anan araksa depras samchinan. Okay, well, no, we got the mud already from the shore. Okay, or the coast, the banks of the Pras is Nahar Pras, the Euphrates River, which is right, you know, runs through what was then called Babel. That's what the Euphrates is, right? The major rivers of Al Naros Babel, right? That was one of the Naros Babel, right? So Euphrates, meaning that we don't make it. The mud came, we didn't have to make it on Shabbos. The mud came ready made, okay, it was already mud, okay? But then the Gemara says, Vahani Melia, who did Sirem Esmol? That's all like a muksa problem. It's all you said. Is it a muksa? So you set it aside from before. It's like you marked it off. Take this mud tomorrow for our oven. Like the best one. Okay, but then okay, so that, that's the more they did it. They talk it and make the mud, so no problem of lush. But one thing you see, Agamorcha, to answer your question, that there is indeed a problem of lush by the dirt. Okay. But the Gemara said it wasn't a problem for them because they used ready-made mud from the banks of the river. Okay, and what they make and a honeymoon, the hooded tsarim esmol, again, you marked it off before. That's because of muktzah. You know, you avoided the muktzah probably designated from before. Fine. Okay. Omar Avina Vikitma Shari. Okay. Look at the Rashi first of all. Araks of the Prussian canal, al Sfoso on the banks of the shore, the river Pros, the Euphrates, on an Ismach Madavish, and on a Tzvichel, the Gabel teaches, Sfas Pros, Tit Mugubahu, because by the shore there already is mud. Okay, good. Who the Tzar of Esmas, al Sobe Simon, the Nothko Tzarache. They made some kind of a simon on it so it wouldn't be and moved it to the side or whatever, before Yantif, before Shabbos, so it wasn't a problem of Mutzah, good. But what's this end with Kitma Shori? The Kitma, Kitma's ashes. Okay, ashes. The kit mashari le gablotu with the lav bar gibelhu. So this Gemara says that ashes are okay because it's lav bar gibel. All right, as Rashi says, kit mashari le gablotu with the lav bar gibelhu. The Tosfos asks, there in Beit Hillel, Beit Hamayis, 38. Dil masel kit mashari. Pirush Rashi gablotu with the lav bar gibel. The tema. Tamir b'Shabbos tafilu b'nesis ma'am ala offer ba'alma uchai b'shum megabel. The Karma Hosam, right, quotes the Gemara we just saw in Shabbos. Okay. And why do we say here that the kitma is okay? All right, the kolmer, the kitma shori listom astakim shal tanur. You can use kitma ashes that are mixed with water, some kind of a sealant to stop up the cracks in the oven. Shaliotu or kamoshi yomish belonasi as maimala. So say no. What we're talking about here is the ashes themselves. Who said it was mixed with water? All right, Tosfos asks the kasha. Why are ashes okay? Isn't that a problem? Don't we see that from the gemara we saw before? You know, on Kuftan Hay, on Nurches, and more said about, you know, the Afer is a problem to mix with water. So the answer is not. It was just Dabar Yavish, Dabar below the sea, smile. Oh, they saw without question, keeping short, keeping on Chagavlov Air Yamta. So they made the mixture before Yamta. But anyway, so we see from here that Tosas does not want to accept that it's mutter to mix the water with the ashes. It's not. Okay, how'd they do that? Who said they mixed water with it? It was just ashes. Okay, and Tosfos and Shabbos also, in our sugya, in the Chesman Aleph, Tosfos says, 39, Tosfos says, Avodyo, the Labar Gibel, Mikan Kosha, Mafarish, Ahad Amar Beta. They ask the question the other way, Kit Mashari, Hanu Kishos and Mayan Otoch, Lizro Gatana Sovim, Hov Labar Gibel, Hachamash and the Adrava, the Midi Labar Gibel, Chayav Tvei, El Shafarish, Kit Mashari, below Mayan. Okay? So, okay, it's all without any water, okay? But the implication would be, Tosas, is that even something like ashes, which is lav bar gibel, there would be a problem of adding water to it. Meaning, even apparently, according to Yosef Yehuda, it's a matter of how you work out these sugyas. You hear what I'm saying? But it comes out that, according to what Tosas seems to say, that the only thing, they didn't mix it with the water. They just somehow stuck the ashes into the cracks, and the ashes worked as a sealant. Well, no one said anything about mixing water. Okay, no one put any water in it. So the ashes, so to speak, did the job themselves. Okay, so, all right. So that, but the implication is that if not for that, okay, if not for that fact, if the taka would have mixed the ashes with water, would have been a problem according to everybody. Maybe even according to the Yehuda, if the lav bar gibel, then even the sinus mayim is a problem. All right, now, however, others disagree. So, you know, I mean, again, that's what the Shabur back in 31, we saw before, we started the Shir with, in Shin Chofar, Sikot Nun, says that yesh, you know, some people hold in that way. Okay, some that they're machokas rishon. You look in the Rif, they're in Beitza. Yud Ches Amar Aleph on the page of the Rif and Beitza, Amar Ravina Bekit Mashari. He says, so Eifer Eino Bar Gibel. The Rif says the other way. The Rif doesn't say it was talking about the ashes without water. No, he assumed the ashes were mixed with water. Why is it okay? She'eino Bar Gibel. Ficha Mutu, Gavu Yomto, Tokmo Piyatana Alechem. Let's see. So the Rif holds the other way. Right? The Rif is saying, the Rif doesn't say the ashes are Mutu because they're mixed with water. The Rif says because Eino Bar Gibel. So there you have, I'm just laying out for you, they have the Machokas, what the status is of the Lav Bar Gibel. The Rambam, Perches Halacha Tezayim, right, halosh ki grogeres ashir is grogeres chayav lamegabel as offer hari is it all the halosh v'kam ashir kadelas as pikur shul tzor v'zav. Okay, just an opening. Be'ein gibul be'efer. Okay, Sounds like he's saying lav bar gibul, your pot is no problem, whatever. Ein gibul be'efer, lo b'chol hagas, thick or coarse sand. Gosh, we thick, call the sand, right? Below the morsum, brand below kuzmin. And I know saying Zara Shushan, Zara Pishan, Kuzmin, Mayim, Chayim, Shum Lost, where other types of things are, they get mixed together, they should miss Arvin, and Lin Zebazet. Okay? That's the Rambam. The Rambam is like the Riv. Rambam is saying that something like Asher, which is Lab Bar Gibel, there's no problem. Okay? He says, you're not Chayim. That could be Potok also the Rabbanim, but it's not Chayim Doraisa. The Rivid, okay, disagrees. The Rivid says, Omer Avram, Kimdumani ani, Kimdumani should talk with it. Shahu Sabar, Shim Nasan Bam Maim Govern, Shainu Chai Mishumisha, Kamoshu Chai, Mizer Shuns of Wisdom, Mizer Shibush Gono. Shalom or Efa and Abar Gibel, Elishan Mechusar Gibel, over the Sinus Maim Levada Chayev. Rav disagrees. He says, no. He says, when we say it's Lav Bar Gibel, means it doesn't need Gibel. Right, it doesn't lack Gibel. Something doesn't come together as one mass anyway. It's not subject to being a Bar Gibel. Therefore, when the Yavad lost, just by mixing the water. So it's the same Machokas. Now you see it's Machokas, the Rambam and the Rabbi.
Didn't okay. We say that the way you make ink is by mixing the aether, the ashes?
Yes, so we said ink may be even lower. Ink may be even lower. That's what Tulsa said. Ink may be even less, maybe.
But how could ink be less if that's the
normal way of doing it.
That's the malacha from the Mishnah.
That's a good question. It's not really. It's not ink.
We had
it's,
said that
it's herbs.
The so, is not really
no, the, no, no, but really that's Tophea is not the same as ink. Yeah. I don't know if it was ink. It was dye. Maybe it's different than ink. Dye, maybe it does come together more. I'm not sure.
Huh? It's like it's more like paint.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. More like paint than ink. You know,
they have those
days,
wasn't there
something soot and ashes, yeah.
It never came together. They would let it,
the herbs they made for the color, which is Tovea, not writing. That's also different. I had a question. Sure. Okay. Jerama Perakal follow up along Dara. It's a nosin in my Magabi Musa, what about Tarvaches? Herba, Inamaras, the others, Lyric Kalash. There are problem Darbana. The problem on the Darbana level. So let's look at the Mishnah Berurah now in 43. First of all, Sukkot Nun Zayin. Again, I have different Mishnah Berurahs, but here we're talking about the Shinui situation. Okay. So beginning part of the Mishnah Berurah, Sukkot Nun Zayin, the big part they quoted, talks about urinating on dirt. Okay, which the question is before, not about urinating, but the same idea. It's and it talks about that. Okay, so look at that. And the question is, Michale, it depends if it's your dirt or not. Okay, but that's what emerges from that point. In other words, yeah. And we actually mentioned this. But it's gotten some ches. You see, if we spoke yesterday a little bit about doing with the shinoi. I think I mentioned this point yesterday. All right. We said as long as you're shinoi, do with the shinoi, you do it in a crisscross, maybe chesty, maybe do a crisscross motion instead of a stirring motion and so on and so forth. So then it's okay. Question we asked is normally a shinui brings them down to darbonim. Doesn't make a mutter, okay? Doesn't make a mutter. So that look back in 42 in the Rambam. Rambam says no snin sounds like you can do it, okay?
Yeah.
Doing it's just an area, but why is it mutter? So we also with the brand.
So the shinui, why are they presenting performance of the shinui as a zachila option? Question.
Rama writes, goes back in 42, I should have said this before, Parakabala Balachachabdali, right? No sin, Mayamal Gav, you can do it. If you do it with Shasir, you do it with a Shinui. Yeah, but a Shinui doesn't make
sense. You can make oatmeal with a Shinui.
Sounds like he's saying that, okay, with brand, No, the answer is because, that's where the Chilek comes in. The brand is Lav Bar Gibel. Okay, something which is Lav Bar Gibel, which is only it's a Rabbanon to begin with. That's how he learns.
So
you're knocking the Rabbanon down with a Shina, that they're double, so to speak. Okay, so therefore the Shina knocks it down to make it mutter. All right. According to other Rishonim, like the Sefer Truma, who hold that the Isser is with the Sinas Mayim, right? They pass him like Rebbe, that the Isser is the Sinas Mayim. Okay, well, if the Yisrael is in his mayim, by the time you get to the second stage, that goes back to Hakir Mesir Talich, but let's assume it's not a Talich. The Yisrael is when you add the water. So then what happens later is anyway, even according to them, it's also the Rabbanon. So then the Shini also makes it Mutter. Okay? That's the story on that. All right. Let's look at now the second mission work. What is it called? In Samaches. Because it talks about other types of Shinoi. Alkein Shokach Lishbo Chomet Berv Shabbos Tocha Crane. Horseradish. Okay, make horseradish. It's not just chopped up horseradish. There's also vinegar in it. Right, you know, right, regular horseradish, you get gold horseradish, whatever. It's also vinegar in it. That's a Shabbat Pesach, right? They have to make sure it's not alcohol. And so, anyway, so let's say you forgot to make the vinegar in the crane. That's what the Mishnah says. Tzorach Shiyas and Shabbos Blila Raka, which will come to shortly. You have to make it a looser type of mixture, not a thick mixture. But no stain of chomets, a charka chakrain. Normally, if you want to add vinegar to a crane, okay, with horseradish, so. You have the horseradish and you pour the vinegar in. So you have to make a shino. You put the fill the cup or the bowl, whatever it is, with the vinegar, and then put the crane in. It's a reverse way. Shalom kederach shows him the pole. Okay? Viachos b'kliyatsa and so we are others have the vegetables and so on. Okay. Anyway, so this is a different type of you're told because you have chomets. Same thing, you're adding something to the salad. So he suggests if you make it very, very fine. And by adding dressing, it's going to make it into something which is not our salad. The added dressing to our salad doesn't make it a conglomerate. It's just the same lettuce and tomato. It's
making the dressing itself.
Yeah, well, if you have vegetable ingredients in the dressing, right, then it becomes like one thing. So he says also there it's better to put...
These dressing.
Yeah, so, but again, see, what do you mix with? Mixing ketchup and mayonnaise is not a problem to make like a Russian dressing because... Whatever state they're in the same state now, just combined, but it's not a, it didn't change anything. Well, we'll see. We'll get that. Anyway, I'll get that to you also. But anyway, so what else?
But it's also like Tzeveh Olchon.
That's a different problem. Tzeveh Olchon, another topic.
I remember when I was in camp, someone asked Rabbi Belsky if you're allowed to pish in the urinals with the soap thing.
Yeah.
It changes
the cycle. He said it's a problem?
No, but it was a question of Tzeveh.
Right, but first of all, but by Ochen, this is ain't super Ochen. Here, it's not your Kavanah and so on. Okay, anyway. So then he says, then the Mishnah Berurah says, the four lines on the bottom, it's called in Samachan, Chashchal Pesach B'Shabbos, Mishnah Yestek, right? B'Shach, we don't leave to Mashka Tocha Charoses, but then Kamaisa, Mutan leave to Mashka B'Shabbos, just don't do it so hard. And the others say, no, better to put the charos into the wine. Okay, so that's the story on that front.
Just like an observation, I'm just curious, and I agree. Like it feels like very much we mentioned yesterday that it seems to be that like Shofar, like you show him, he's like not fully confident in like either answer.
Yeah.
Like it feels to me like throughout all of these like sources, it's like it's very much like. We started out with a firm dichotomy, like pouring's the issue, meeting's the issue. But then we just like over like time, it just seems to be like try to do both differently.
Right, and a chadami, because we're not sure part. Although
Mishnah Berurah in one segment,
says Shasat Kach,
you could just go by
correct
meeting is the issue, or at least to do that with Shinoi, don't worry about
it. Yes, yeah. Now a different point that Chayada mentions in the Nishmas Adam, Klal Yutes. Osala 44. Da, he writes, Da hetar zeh, the gabel kemah kali ma'at ma'at. That was another shinui. You only do a little bit of time. I'm going to say yesterday, remember? You only do a little bit of time, which is not kedar kachol. He says, lo hizkar seva, that is mentioned by the Rambam and so on. Lo hizkar seva, chumas smag, smag, graim, behemah yesh omrim, we saw yesterday. Because of the kaimel and karebi, de la olam chai mishnos amayim. This hetar only do a little bit of time. That at a time, that's okay when you if you assume that the major iser is lost to make the mass. So then they do it a little bit, but pouring water, he says, they hold they do a little bit is not enough for shinoi because ultimately the water that's the iser. So they have to make a bigger shinoi in the act of being megabel, and it's a name where you take the stick, shasi like a crisscross, Kusko is a method. Okay. And also, Chayyim himself says that even though Rashi says, yeah, there Rashi, I don't know where it is. Others raise the question, what is doing a little of time help? You know, I mean, well, you know, is that such a big shinui? Do a little bit of time. First of all, chatzis shir also in the Torah, right? I mean, so you know, wouldn't that be a problem also? So he says he understands yad al yad differently. Okay, he says, no, what does it mean? It is not yad al yad. Mira Lee looks three lines on the bottom. The al yad ain't or tzol ma'at ma'at. There was a chayev. Ain't me chayev. Lachain pirush Rashi kila achar yad. Achar yad means in a backhanded fashion. It doesn't mean yad al yad. It means you're doing kila achar yad. Doing the action slowly, won't help you. Okay, will not be enough. On the other hand, there are those who disagree. I think in the Shmir Shabbos, or the quote the Chazon Ish said, no, doing it slowly will impact the, what's the right word, the consistency of the mixture. Right, depending how, yeah, think about scrambling eggs and so on, the consistency, then doing it slowly will impact, okay? And the goal of Lush is to create what, a uniform consistency, uniform texture, I guess would be the right word, or consistency. And you're doing that slowly, then that really won't come out that way. And that's why that's enough for Shinoi. Okay? So, doing smaller quantities, yeah. Because, again, I think what it means is that if you're doing only a little bit at a time, so that it won't come out exactly the same. You're not mixing the whole bowl at once. You're mixing a little part. No, but the final product won't be the same. It'll be different. Will it come out? I don't know. I think that that could be the Chayyim objection. But I think the way Hassan Nachman say, you do it slowly or you do it a little group at a time, and each piece will have its own quality to it. Okay. I printed here, and just to go before I go back there, just in terms of different shinuyim, so we already saw, and I'm going to get to the next point momentarily, the final point. One shinuyim that we saw is to make a loose mixture. Don't make it such a thick batter. Right, which we'll come back to momentarily. Another, just to summarize quickly, we just saw the last couple of switches. One shini was to make a blila raka, okay, which again, we haven't discussed it, which we'll discuss. Who said that? When we see that? I mentioned that. Just don't want to know. Did we see someone say blila raka already? Yeah, I think so. I forgot. Okay. The rock, I mean, just a soft type of.
43.
Should we mention? From the bottom. Araka, okay, fine. It's a borscht at the end, by the way, if you want to see. Anyway, okay, so that was one shini. Another shini was to reverse the order, right, of how you put it in. What's mixed with what? What goes in first? What goes in second? The second type of shini we saw. Reverse the order. The third type of shita is to stir it very slowly, a little bit at a time, and so on. All right, so those are the different types of shinuyim, yeah. You also saw, by the way, mixed with your hand as opposed to a kli. Yeah.
Not necessarily this, but it's just, so is there, you're talking about, like, what if I add a different material to the thing? Like, let's say I make oatmeal. I want to add like chocolate chips or peanut butter into it.
Well, that won't be as fully blended because chocolate chips will remain separate entities.
Yeah, like is there a amount of chocolate chips?
I don't, yeah, maybe not because those will never come blended. At least the rice, still the oatmeal. I would say that would not. Yeah.
But you think the oatmeal, like, you could make that with chino and figure that out, but then like adding things into that.
Can you just say that the shinoi
again? I just gave you an example. A loose mixture, reverse the order. Instead of putting the liquid into the solid, put the solid into the liquid, stirring it slowly, or doing a crisscross motion as opposed to a spinning motion, do a little at a time. That's some of the examples that we saw. Okay, so do with your finger, and we saw it also.
Would starting the process before Shabbos like under that line, or just like.
Well, that's how she knows. That's how she knows. Okay, so that's those are some examples of that. Rav Moshe Feinstein in that same tshuva or Chaim Chel Dalat and Ayin Dalat on the Tochei Oz Meiz, we have an important point. Ayin Mutar L'am L'maich Orasek Bananos. Okay, can you mash up bananas on Shabbos? So tshuva writes the Gabelisha Mistaber She'ein B'zeh. He doesn't think so. The Lohoya Kan Nesinis Mashke Kederach Lisha. And if you Dabek Bala Adi Aleichus Shebo, it's internal liquid. So whatever, I mean, whatever liquid there is, but it's got to be something to mash it up. So he thinks to mash up a banana would not be a problem of lush, because it wasn't two things, it wasn't liquid with something else. It was just what's the internal liquid. That doesn't count. So that's an important comment in terms of that. Okay.
And
now,
so why wouldn't that be schita?
You're squeezing it out. It's not enough liquid for schita. Nothing emerges. Nothing comes out.
So that I'm gonna. So if nothing comes, so it's a mimanav shach. If nothing comes out, then what liquid are you talking about?
Well, no, but maybe it's exactly why it's not enough for sweet, and it's also not enough for lush. Because there's no liquid per se. That's what he says.
And bananas are barkable.
Well, I don't know. Bananas are barkable principle. I think you can if you mix in, I don't know, like one strawberry juice, one of something like that, a strawberry banana thing, you mix it into the banana mixture. It would be, it does become one.
So the point, so his point, the feeling that he's making is that, like, you might think that, so lush is a mixture plus solid to make a moist.
Right, thing. Not taking the solid.
But this is like, there's no
solid and solid, right?
No liquid, just solid. Right. Solid.
That's what I'm saying.
So after you smush the banana, which you're allowed to do.
And now you want to mix it with something else. Then that would be, that could be a problem, yeah.
It could be a problem.
To mix it with liquid, then maybe it wouldn't be. Well, so that'll lead us into that. Maybe the difference we'll see in a moment between a blila rock and a blila lava. So hold the thought. First, I'm going to show you the Taz. I meant to quote two sifim, but only quote one is quite a lot. Okay. But he's talking about matzah meal. Okay. But look, you mix stuff with matzah meal. All right. So, so he quotes, look in the, where is it? Yeah, the Hainu Shakemach shows with just matzah afuya, shakarin matzah meal. The regilin la'arvo in yayin omei dvash, shakarin made. She says, also lazos b'shabbos, afila baraka, that's also on Shabbos. Okay, which might be similar then to like a baby cereal, even if it's a looser type of mixture. Okay. Okay, basically, the shina doesn't work if it's a blila ava. Okay, we'll see in a moment. The shina does not work. A blila ava doesn't shinoi. Okay, but what is relevant here is he brings up matzah meal, but matzah meal has been already ground up. The flour was already ground up before they baked it, the matzah. So isn't this halisha achar lisha? Right? Because the individual flour grain, the wheat grain you made the matzah out of was ground up before you baked in the matzah. And now you regrind it into matzah meal. Right? In other words, matzah meal is made out of ready baked, matzah was baked already. Right? I just put it through a machine or whatever and ground it very small. So it comes out that we don't say ein lisha achar lisha. There could be a lisha again. That's what comes out from his taz. Okay, we don't say ein lisha achar. Yes, lisha achar lisha. But even though these individual grains that made of the matzah were once ground up before, but you still could violate it again by regrinding it now. That's what comes out. They don't say ein lisha achar lisha. And the reason is because, again, the goal of lisha is to form a mass. So it's just the same as it had never been formed before.
Right.
Redo it. It comes up again. Exactly. Okay. The only thing is that it would have to change. You have to improve the quality. It's not what you want. Now you want it to be a chunk of a mass to make kenedlach or whatever. Again, I'll shock you. I'll do it. But I'm just saying it would be a problem of lisha. We don't say ein lisha. Achalisha. Looking at a few other things in that tshuva for Moshe, okay. Here, Dalton Ryan, under Bishul Oz Gimel, he writes, Eich linhog lemaisa benesinus mashkim lekamach matzah daisa. He writes siramel, but I think it'll be cereal. Shiltinok. He shows him stirring it, right? The kid making, say, you know, matzah daisa, you know, the daisa is like puffed cereal, no? Huh? Like that. And Eretz Yisrael, all the cereals are called daisa. So it's daisa. But that's what it means. It's like puffy type of puffed grain or something. Anyway, you're doing it for a kid. So the Rav Moshe writes, Tshuva, Hine yesh lo hakel beblila raka shudrabonon. Okay, he says we allow it because most people disagree with that taz that we just saw. Okay, and or many disagree with that taz. And as long as you do it with some sort of shinoi, then it's mutter, at least it's our God like giving it to a kid. So that's what he says. All right, and the taz didn't want you to do it. But I didn't print in a second. The taz said it would be a problem with cereal. Yeah. Like a matzah meal.
That says porridge.
That's porridge, yeah, that's right. But I think, yeah.
But cereal and milk is not really the same kind of.
No, it's not. Cereal and milk would not be. It's more like baby food, baby cereal.
What about baby formula? You're sure.
That's just liquid. We'll come to manage. We'll come to it. Okay. Then he writes in Sukkot Yud, he writes, Kaza Chazanish. He says, is it enough for Shina just to do it in a crisscross motion? It's called the Chazanish. Whoever sent the Mashal, probably going to write it. It's the Chazanish. You got to take the stick out, the stirring. Is there a name for the stirring stick? I don't know what it's called. You take it, not a spatula. Whatever, you take the stirring stick out. Huh?
Ladle?
Oh, it's ladle either. It's a little scoops. It's something you do the stirring with. Okay. Maybe there's no name. The stirring thing. Okay, so. Is that what it is? Yeah.
No, the whisk is for more
like
eggs. Right. All right, whatever. Okay, whatever it's called. So Chazanish says you got to take it out between each motion. It's not just enough to do crisscross. Kemotzi tarvet bein hashesi l'erev. Kemlo kareish kan sibo v'defshar d'chozim t'yosu keitzi yishulam. Because otherwise you are making a circle. Just, you know, it's close enough. So tshuva hine vada l'dine mizor rak pam shesu pam erev yemutter af below. So he disagrees. He says, if you're careful to do crisscross motion, then it's okay. The Chazanish is concerned that you'll, by mistake, not do it. You know, crisscross motion, you'll end up stirring with the hand. Do it a few times. You'll end up, again, crisscross almost like a cross, like a plus sign. You know? You'll end up just doing it. So that's what he's concerned about. Okay. Good. That's the motion.
Tarvet
is, well, I'm trying to say, it's like a stick or something. The implement they use for stirring, the stirring stick. I'm trying to figure out, maybe someone wants to look up the target, everything in tough race, vav dalad. Not a Hebrew word, but sometimes a stick stirring. Okay.
It's like a spatula.
Some sort of a spatula. Okay. Anyway, stirring stick. All right. The spatula usually has a flat bottom, so you can make eggs in it. All right, whatever. All right, the Aruch HaShulchan is just a summary. I mean, he says the Shir is Kuglaris, but I'm going to read that now. What I want to get to now is a distinction between four different types of mixtures. The Gemara identifies primarily two of them. So look at 49. And we'll finish with this Malacha 49. B'shaven, Shebok Hashin Es HaShasis. Okay, remember Shasis is that dish, Shasisa, we had it yesterday. It's some kind of a food. It's made out of toasted grain and honey and so flour and whatever. So shaboshin is to stir. Okay. Rashi says, Kuftan Vavanal, the tarvet, the hainu govim. Okay. Shaboshin is a shishish v'shabbos. The shoshin is shosin zesim amitzri. Okay. Sometimes the drink was not a rishon now. The hamrit ain't goblin. What do you mean ain't goblin? So well, I thought you're not allowed to do that. Isn't that stirring? Why is that stirring allowed on Shabbos? Now let it ain't goblin. Score is a low cash haba ava haba racha. Not bracha, but bit raka. Haba ava haba raka. Okay. Depends whether the result is something thick, like a batter, or it's raka. All right, soft. And that, so Rashi says, but ava ain't goblin. Okay. You're not allowed to stir the mixture, a thick mixture. But baraka bokshin she'ein zulisha. The Gemara says, "Hani mila had the mishane." It's only to do with the shinoi. And again, it gives an example of the shinoi. Bechol no sense a chomitz v'chakach, no sense a shonis b'shabes, no sense a shonis v'chakach, no sense a chomitz. The Rambam, Parakof Alav Alach Alam and Gimel, Lechol Shabbos 51, says, "Megaba chayv mishum losh." Right? That's losh. The fichah in megaba kemach koli harbe shema yaba lolosh kemach el koli. Umuta legaba sa koli mat mat. We discussed that already. That's what shosis. That's mutol legavman of a chomer to go to a harbor b'avzachas. But behu sheirach. If the result is soft, then it's okay. But kasha asur meishen nira kolosh. Okay, and that's why the tzorach l'shamis have to do with the shinui. Yeah, 1 second. Yeah, okay. So what's an example of Belila Ava? Belila Ava, like I said before, is a thick mixture. And the basic definition, how the post can say, it's too thick to pour. You don't pour this out. You have a
hummus?
Yeah, hummus, batter, hummus, like dough, okay, or some kind of paste. Yeah, it doesn't pour out. I mean, it'll fall out, but it won't pour. Okay.
Tchina?
Yeah, I'm sorry?
Tchina?
Tchina, hummus, tchina, I think, is more porous.
Yeah, it's softer.
Yeah, it's softer.
Or what about something like ketchup?
Thick oatmeal. Yeah, okay, thick potatoes, mashed potatoes, and so on. Okay.
Ketchup, barbecue sauce, these kinds of things?
Well, those are pourable. Those do pour. We'll see. So, belila abba means it's a thick, but it's too thick to pour. Okay. Now, one of the things that comes up, let's say you have, comes up all the time, actually, people want to make chopped liver with mayonnaise, or chopped egg salad with mayonnaise. Okay, so that's a question. Now we'll see. Some say there's no problem of loss other than with gedulei karka that would include egg and liver. But to chop liver or eggs with mayonnaise, because, you know, so some people hold no problem at all because ain't loss of gedulei karka. Even if one doesn't agree with that, but the minig is to allow it, but you shouldn't chop it too fine. Because even when you make egg salad, when you make chopped egg, you know, the piece is still relatively large. When you buy from Tom Tov, whatever the company, the owner of the company. So that's egg, you open it up, and it's very, very fine. You know, I would say it's quite liquidy, but it's not the way you make it. You make it, or your wife makes it, or your mother makes whatever, chopped eggs. I don't know, you mash it up and put mayonnaise in, but it's still not. The big pieces remain separate. We'll come back to that. But anyway, belila ava, it's just too thick to pour. A belila raka is pourable, okay? Like a loose batter, okay? It's the type of cereal. That's okay to do with the shinoi. But many assume, and you mentioned before, the shinoi should be both, both in the nesinus mayim, you put it in reverse order, right? And also another shina in the actual maisi gibul. That works out the side of haqir, that's all one big unit. Okay, then there's something called let's take a look in 52. The Shulchan Aruch says Shin Chaval of Sim Yadal based on the Rambam. He says again it's difference between rach and kosher. Okay. And the Ramon, you've got the Zion, has lo yarmikat, do with your hand. We said that's a shinoi. The third type of mixture would be something like, it's called a dover hanozel, something which is really liquid. It's even liquidier than a blila ava, as I said before, a loose batter, but it still has some viscosity to it, some thickness to it. Okay, as opposed to a dover hanozel, which, you know, pourable, it's liquid, it's not much liquid. So that would be something like instant coffee or instant cocoa, okay, where you mix the stuff together. That, you know, or maybe that would also be, huh? Yeah, some drink like that, make that out of powder. Okay, then it would okay to do lush there because the result is not anything like a single mass, it's liquid. So that would be allowed, from this point of view.
That would be baby formula as well.
Baby formula, I think, would be in that category, yeah. Baby formula. Yeah, it's powder. Huh?
I got worried yesterday for a second when I found out chocolate milk.
Oh, no. According to the cuts, dog on nose, it doesn't, in powdered, like from a powder. Like from a powder.
They also sell those like powdered iced teas and stuff.
Yeah, they're good. They're good. Now, when you're pouring in hot water, the different issue be sure. That's a different story. We're talking about cold. Okay? So Dabarnoza, coffee, cocoa, stuff like that is okay. Then there's also, there's no lush when there's big pieces. So, if, you know, like I said before, it doesn't go empty. Like that's when people make chopped eggs on Shabbos, make the piece a little bigger. Or you want to put, you want to make a coleslaw on Shabbos. You have cut up cabbage to add mayonnaise or vinegar, whatever it is to it, to make, that's also okay, you know, because, you know, or salad, you know, with dressing on it and so on. That would also be all in that category I've had there. Okay. The Mishabrua mentions that the only chayav, on lush, okay, is dafka belila ava. It's when it becomes a mess. Ava belila raka, softer, oshayach b'zelisha, bar mikol mokum tzokshas a shinui. But you still need the shinui because it's a zero, you know, it's a drabana. And the shinui, we said, knocks it down. Just to finish up a couple other things, and then we'll wrap this up. The I forgot to say where it was in 54. Shulchan Harab, or Chaim Sin Shin Chafalav Zvisif Tez Zayin. So he has a good summary of everything, which is worth looking at, except at the end, some stuff is missing. He says as follows: Halosh Hu Melas Malachos and Chayim Misis Mayim Latochim Avad El Ad Shigabel Kedak B'Chol and Amagabel Chayim El Bidvarim Shein B'nei Gibel. Again, as a summary of everything we learned, he passes like those who hold there's no problem with pouring the water, and it's only when you're making it into a dough or one mass. And Amagabel Chayim El Bidvarim Shein B'nei Gibel could go Kemach or offer Latitsho Binyan Abba Eif Chol Agas and Morsan Kemach Kolik them and Lav B'nei Gibel Hain Amagabel Potter Abba Osim Divrei Sofrim. Okay, again, some hold that the that's the second position, which he accepts here.
Wait,
second, did I say it right? Again. Yeah, some is that's what he holds Lab Bar Gibel means, not that you have then just to the pouring of the water. He holds that like that position. Okay. And he says, Mutu Lagabas are calling Matmat, so shoot their hole. We mentioned that the Shina we mentioned, I mentioned Shagibul Rach. Good. All right. Yesh Cholkal calls it Omshain, Kilik Bain Varmshain, but a Gibul Varmshain. Ain't a bit of Gibul, we saw the Machokas. Can read through Shahara with a good summary of what we said. Okay. Now, Degle Tau, in the beginning of Losh, Aleph, he writes, Alosh Ketar, Alosh Amayna, Tachama, Giba, Achanasa, called Gush Echad. That's the Abmelacha, to make one big conglomerate, one big Gush Echad. I should print that earlier, but that's what he says is the definition of this Melacha. In the Biurim, Os Yudal, Os Gimel, he writes, Lachayav, Yashar goes in here, the Madimachayav Abaye, Amidi, La Bar Gimel, this is my Mechura, and Daf, Midi, Loha, Bar Gimel, Ma'ola. That's where he distinguishes something that was never a bar gibel or was and now became a bar gibel. But he writes in the third line, the Tam Advarim came into Ein Lisha L'Gidulei Karka. He insisted that only Lisha by Gidulei Karka. Yeah. Okay. Another interesting thing that the tshuva from Shlomo Kluger. Shlomo Kluger has a collection of tshuvas called Tshuvas Ha'elef L'Chol Shlomo. That's a pasuk at the end of Shirashim Aleph Hashalom. So the name is Tshuvas. He has 1,000 Tshuvas in this short Tshuvas, Muslim, in this volume called Tshuvas Aleph Hashalom. So he writes, Lama Noagin Leheter Lachtoch Betzolim Dakdak, and then to put Shuman in it, oily stuff in it. Flavoring, right? No, we want to do, we want to cut out in with eggs. Mixes them later. Mm-hmm. All right, so one thing he says is that another person asked in the Shiloh, right? Why can we chop it very small and so on? They mix it with eggs and so on. So he writes, listen to this, Tshuva. Because he holds it according to some, like that rabbi we saw, that even some of the lagbar people, lishu shayach just by adding the liquid. So why is this mutter here? So he says, I'm not convinced to add any liquid to wash. He says, the dafka, the mashke, shayach lishu, o mashke, lo nikro rak, mi zayin mashke. A tremendous cool, it's not accepted. Okay, is this a small kluger? Over here says that the whole lacha of lisha does not apply unless the item to be mixed with is either water or one of the other six mashkin. We didn't learn that in the past. Now this Zion mashkin, you know about that? Yad shoch adam, right? Yad is yud, is yayin, al adam shochat is shin, is shemen, ches is cholov, tes tal, yad shoch adam, dal mem dvash, mayim.
Yeah. Is he like? Taking so it's like we've been speaking conceptually about it, like a lot of like definitions of the product are being created.
Yeah,
but he's limiting that in a way. It no longer feels like a rational like definition.
Yeah, why is it
takes it away from like a realm of Metzius to do that? Unless he's saying that like these are the only products that actually
subject to that. I don't know if that's true. I don't know. But an interesting story anyway. Let me see one other thing. I'm just going to the rest of the children. I hear what you're saying. Well, they should put it on. Then it goes over to something else. I hear you saying, I'm not sure. Only by design,
Mashkin. So, like, if you mix, you know. Like,
I mean, that's water is included, milk is included.
What about like avocado oil?
What about apple juice?
Yeah,
I'm
not sure he's, you know, old like him, but he doesn't say it.
Apple juice is water?
Yeah.
But if you have real apple juice or if you have real orange juice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I have to read through the tree
again. I wouldn't want to eat that oatmeal, but it's so good.
All right, but anyway, so to make it an oatmeal, which is thicker and so on, that's a lot. Of, you know, I mean, that's the problem. If you keep it loose, it's not. So let's just look. I printed a few of the things which Moshe writes in that tshuva and Aruch HaKadosh Baruch Hu give Dalek, Simon Ayin Dalek, verse 58, to finish up. So Aleph, then it's all under Rosh. Avakos nemasos bekaka, cocoa. Okay. Shalifam shokas and asas gush, kishboshos on amaze, and muta levashkan kak b'shamen. When you put it into a mix of powder and you stir it, sometimes some of it does become chunky. That tastes good too, right? And all chocolate, but anyway, that sometimes it does. So he says, "Mistaber shemuter, kimo simas tzuker, v'ikar hatu k'nisin shalamayim misyu shalom ba'erev ain't lesser." Because ultimately, your goal is to make it liquidy and so on. The fact that sometimes it comes out that way is not your goal. All right. So that's what he says about cocoa.
That's interesting. You actually want those lumps.
I know, maybe it would be a problem.
Right? Right.
Most of the time, you don't really want them. You eat them. You just take them out, right? Yud-beis, ha'im mutu lahokin tamchis tapuche adama me'avakana me'isa, instant potato. There it is, right? Instant potatoes. Oh, pudding. Chocolate pudding, whatever. Me'avakana masa, instant pudding. Ha'idei shina, nesina ma'im ha'chakma shina me'irvu. Chuba avakana me'isa tapuche adama asum cholovin. He says, to make instant potatoes is definitely a problem. Okay.
What about those instant soups?
Yes, but that remains mostly liquid. Like those tradition soups.
Yeah.
I think that they remain liquid. Huh?
That's a problem
with cooking. Yeah, that might be a cooking problem. Right, or a bishlach or a fia and so on, but in terms of lush, it wouldn't be. Because again, it remains pourable. Man. So that's like a double nozzle. Anyway, as far as instant potatoes are concerned, I'm sorry, he says now, Yud Gimel. Hayim Shayach Disha B'Dvarim She'enem Gdolei Karka. It's apply even Gdolei Karka, like oil or eggs. Yeah. So, Shuvah B'Losh Harim Masha D'Lo Amrina English Shalom Gdolei Karka. The review, he said it. You don't say English or the card. He doesn't say it because the case of offer.
Why does he say that the two instant potatoes is also, but instant pudding is one back? What's the difference?
No, he says. Not sure. Where does he say where he says it's mutter?
It's also.
I'm looking down.
It's in Osir
Beis. Yeah, your base. So Belila Abba Osir Kol Ofen.
So that means if you make it like a thinner kind of thing.
Yeah, that'll be okay. Yeah, it'll be okay. Yeah. Yud Gimel, he talks about the karka. He says, we don't say English with the karka. Even though we said it by dosh and other things, that we only by the karka. Here, Moshe gives the explanation, because it's not avodas hakarka. It's arguable, he says, that when things we say that don't apply anabuk de karka, applies only to a malacha, which is fundamentally a karka type malacha, planting these kind of things. Okay, but here, even though it's part of something with the pas, but loss is not an agricultural activity. It's not a. So therefore, we don't limit it to the Gdolei Karka. Okay. At the end of the Gimel, he writes, "When a sinas shamenes or kedoma be cottage cheese, put in that's the answer for the yogurt." You know, he says, "Like a leisha mutter." There's no leisha there. So I would say the same thing we asked about the yogurt before.
And tuna fish.
Yeah. Okay.
So he's saying tuna fish is okay to make because it's not really hard.
That's what someone is saying, right? It will not be a problem. And even if it is, but if you don't make it in big, you leave the big pieces. Again, you know, in the store-bought tuna fish makes it very, very fine. And it's all smushy, you know, as opposed to when you make tuna at home. You chop it up, and you have the mayonnaise, and the pieces, still chunky pieces. Mm-hmm. Lastly, Yudalit, he says, about the Charos says, Mishal Zov, that's the pre-Vodim, Kosa Shikha Shechal Pes V'Shaz, Osa Charos V'Shaz, Tzarech Lazo Dafka Belila Raka. Okay, you have to, if you're making on Pes, you have to, again, do soft, so you can add the wine, and you can even add the wine right before. I told you yesterday why the two of the Charos is. So you can leave it chunky and add the wine, but add enough wine that the result is not just add this chunky heart, just absorb wine, but most becomes wine. Okay.
You're making it liquid then, like.
Yeah, make it more liquid.
So it's like not becoming a dough though.
Right. No. Correct. You make it more liquid. Right. That's exactly right. Okay.
So that would be like the action of dust a little. It would be like the action of lush, but like ultimately it doesn't.
Right. Let's remember again that the final entity has to be improvement of what was before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So that takes care of lunch. We'll finish. We'll stop over here. Really, Nader. Next week. Tomorrow.
Let's
see. Start with Bishan. We'll start with Bishan. I'll send out the
next. Can I quickly ask, what about like mayonnaise?
So again, so mayonnaise and what? Mayonnaise and eggs. Mayonnaise and tuna.
So mayonnaise and let's say. Now,
so what do you put in?
You put in hot sauce, a little bit of.
I don't think. I think it's already. It's certainly a Belila Raka. It's not a Belila.
It's not that, it's not liquid.
No, it's not quite nozel, but it's Belila. Right, so, so do a little bit of Sheena. Don't put the mayonnaise in first, or whatever you normally do, the opposite. That's all. Okay. I think they avoid the problem.
So you can avoid. So. Like
somehow
that's what I said,
like powdery things are totally fine. Sometimes they're totally fine because they're drinkable. They're pourable.
They are fine.
They don't know.
Yeah, no problem.
It's more than pourable, it's liquid. Yeah.
Yeah. But like oatmeal and stuff. If you have to make it like when I make oatmeal, I use a certain amount of water enough that it like stays thick. even if it's, it, like, if you did it with a chinoy, even if it's thick, like, it's still an issue. Yeah. You don't have to be like,
yeah,
that's like, so yeah. Like that last thing that we learned, then it's like, sort of like,
Blila Abba doesn't help. Blila Abba.
Chinoy doesn't help with Blila.
Right. Okay, we'll stop over here.